Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Scott, Chronicle Telegram, BrownZone.com, coming up in 17 minutes. Tyvis Powell from the Browns Radio Network will join us at noon. And then at 1 o'clock, Kevin Stefanski's press conference, where Kevin will sound exactly like he sounds after the Browns lose a game. It's an amazing skill.
It's just one game at a time. Our focus is on...
You can't do Kevigan. He does Kevigan.
You can do it all
Isn't
he wants.
That enough?
Can't I just give you the
do
answer?
Do we all have to do a Kevin Stefanski thing?
Yeah, I think everyone has their own Kevin Stefanski. Is that okay? Maybe, let's have a conversation, just the two of us.
With that, I'll take any questions.
Really? We're going to do Stefanski talking to Stefanski?
Yeah, we can do that.
This feels like Inception. I don't know if I'm here for an Inception Kevin Stefanski.
I don't think so either.
Dan Menigan.
Go ahead. Let's go to Dan.
Bueller.
Never to help.
He's
me.
Really good at. You're really good at the groans, though. I think I'm mild. I'm probably like a 4 or 5 out of 10. You're like an 8 or 9.
Well, it's the yeah. You got to start with the yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, almost every answer Kevin starts with is a yeah. By the way, that's become an epidemic in answering questions.
Yeah.
So many people start with a yeah.
I guess it's better than going,
duh.
Because that's always my thing, is I always try to avoid going,
You know what it is. It's filler. It's your mind taking a moment to try to figure out what you want to say.
Exactly.
Yeah.
216-474-0092 is the number to join us. One thing I thought about yesterday, Andy, and this was kind of strange. First half, the stats were in the favor of the Browns. Not in a drastic way, but time of possession was huge. 18-22 in the first half, 11-38 for Miami. By the time the game was over, the only three things that were lopsided, the only three things on the old stat page, the most important thing, the score, 31-6, penalties, 11 for 103 yards for Miami, which was huge in the game, 5 for only 37 yards for the Browns, and the turnovers, none for the Browns, 4 for Miami. There's your story of the game. 4 turnovers, 11 penalties against Miami, and that's what did them in. And before anybody says, yeah, well, Miami turned it over 4 times, they were penalized 11 times, you're supposed to win those games. Yes. Yes, you are. And that's the point. You're supposed to win a game when your opponent plays that poorly, and you did. And you did it convincingly. But oddly enough, which team had more total yardage in the game yesterday? Miami. 219 to 206, and only 206 yards in total offense for the Browns. It's not like their offense was any great shakes. But the rushing game, solid enough to do what it needed to do, which is hang on to the football, eat up some clock, and score. You had the big 46-yarder, and you had two other touchdowns. It was just a nicely done. By the way, I liked the little wildcat, the direct snap to Quinshon Judkins. And I liked what Kevin had to say about it.
It was a failed play that turned into success, right? Like, because the ball went up in the air. First, I thought he was trying to fake a throw with his left. If you were sitting in the press box, it looked like
he did it twice.
It looked like his arm was on the touchdown.
He did two touchdowns out of the direct snap.
Okay, so I can't
the remember. Last one of the first half and then the last one of the game.
So it would have been the first half. It would have been the last.
The ball kind of hit his hand. Up, and yeah. He reeled
but it was
it
weird.
In.
From the press box, it looked like he put his left arm up to fake a throw.
I don't believe that was the case.
No, but that's what it looked like from the press box. So I'm telling you. So then he jumped on the ball.
That's why I look at the TV monitor, because they have these cameras that zoom right in.
You know, Jeff, if you're going to go to the game, it's kind of more fun to watch the game.
Yeah,
that's
my duties on Sunday keep me here.
Yeah, so just so you know, it's a lot
like... take you to the stadium.
Did you ever see the movie Ocean's 11?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and there's the scene where he's in the room and the building is actually being blown up live outside, but he chose to watch it on TV.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I always find that interesting. Is that a statement on society, Jeff?
I don't know, Andy. Hey, let's go to Stark County. Brent is with us. Hello, Brent.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, well, man? How are you?
It was a good game yesterday.
Yes.
I did watch it. My total evaluation of it is that, in my opinion, the jury is still out. I'm not convinced or impressed as far as on a total sale, meaning that, yes, the defense did great, and special teams did the unexpected, and they were great to assist the defense. And Judkins did what he did. It's a sloppy field designed for running backs to have their way. Of course, Miami running back, did the same thing. So I'm not totally sold or convinced on our quarterback.
Well, hey, Brent, let me throw this in. You shouldn't be. They're 2-5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I need to see really some. What I'm looking for is consistency. The one thing I want to throw out there that no one has talked about, at least that I come to notice, is in the surprise of the existence of the Browns, they are undefeated wearing their dark brown helmets.
Their two wins this year came in those uniforms they wore yesterday.
Yeah.
Man, what do you think of those, Brent?
Should be a situation where they might should retire the orange, because it seems to spark up the defense to play better and the special teams to play better. I can't speak on the quarterback situation at the moment, but it seems to pump them up a little bit more for some reason. Don't ask me why.
I don't know. Let's go with that.
Sports superstitions, I think.
Hey, Brent, think about it, though. If there's ever a day where the field, like let's say they go to Pittsburgh, and for some reason they're wearing those brown uniforms, and Pittsburgh's, we saw the field the other day, it wasn't good, and it's a swamp, and it's all muddy, those guys could get lost on that field wearing those brown uniforms.
Yeah.
They could be a bad thing. Brent, thanks for the phone call, bud. We appreciate it out of Stark County.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Alex is in Chardon. Let's head the other way. Hello, Alex.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to kind of highlight two things that I noticed yesterday. Obviously the Dolphins are the Dolphins. I think it's more telling on how bad McDaniel and Tua look. However, I thought the jump we're starting to see from Alex Wright is awesome. I think he's a guy that's going to play himself in the more and more snaps each game. And it was nice to see Tyson Campbell, you know, and make a play. And I think that's going to be a good trade
couple
for us.
Plays,
I thought Grant Delpit had one of his best games ever as a Brown yesterday. He was all over the place making plays, I mean, and making things happen.
Yeah, it's always nice when you see Grant flash like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm excited about the defense. You know, obviously it's not a game you're going to learn a ton about your quarterback and conditions like that. But, you know, we have a good defense. And the main thing for me that I noticed yesterday, though, is I did not see Isaiah Bond play, it seems like, at all. It seems like they went to thrash more. Did you guys notice that, too? Or just not in the game script, kind of a run-heavy game, you think?
I can't take any real... I don't have any real takeaways about the passing game out of that one. And Alex, you mentioned it earlier.
He had no targets yesterday, by the way.
Yeah, just the way the game was played. You know, Dylan didn't have to throw the ball. The receivers didn't have to make big plays because the defense was stellar and the running game was efficient. And so yeah. I'm with you about that. It's I like Isaiah Bond. I'm anxious to see what he can do. And, you know, they just need somebody to step up at wide receiver because Jerry Jeudy alone isn't enough to get this done, and Cedric Tillman is out again. It's a weak position group until somebody steps up and shows that it's not. And so far, I don't think we've had that.
I agree. And my last thing too, I think if we learned anything from yesterday's game is I don't think that Stefanski has lost the locker room, and that I'm happy about that. This guy seemed to play hard. You know, and hopefully we can scrape a few more, you know, at least make the games watchable, you know.
Alex, I couldn't agree with you more. The one thing I've always thought this, and you, Andy, tell me what you think. With very, very, very little evidence in the other direction, I think this team has always played hard for Kevin. You know, there might be moments where they're, you know, getting smoked in a game or something and it might not be there completely. I think this team has always played hard for him.
I've never questioned it, so
I haven't either.
I'm assuming that you're right, because I've never once thought they didn't play hard for – I mean. Look, he never throws anybody under the bus. He never throws his players under the bus.
Ever.
He doesn't throw his coaches under the bus. He doesn't, I mean, he is.
The only one he throws under the bus is himself.
Yeah. I've got to be better. Our coaching's got to be better, right? I mean, we're tired of hearing that. But, and yesterday they were better. They were. I get it. It's Miami, you know, but, you know, when they beat Green Bay, what were you saying after that game? It's a weird league, and sometimes you just don't know what's going to happen. That's why next week's game is going to be super interesting.
Yeah, it really is. We'll be talking about it, obviously, throughout the week. But New England is a team that is certainly turning things around, and Drake May looks like the real deal. The defense will get a nice challenge next
week. Yeah, but if I said to you, New England, upper crust, middle of the pack? Or
middle of the pack.
And they're middle of the pack. And so, I mean, the Browns defensively keep them in the lower part of the middle of the pack. It's kind of the way I see it. At least I feel that way going through this season. See what we look like in the future. We're near the lower part of the like the bottom is Miami. Sorry, is New England.
They do have some company down there.
Yeah,
Miami does.
But I think yesterday we kind of jumped. Maybe we jumped out of that lake a little bit.
Hopefully,
I hope so too.
1 o'clock. Kevin Stefanski will have his press conference. We will hear that press conference right here on the Fan. Scott Petrak will be a part of it, asking questions for the Chronicle Telegram. Scott's joining us next, right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.